It remains committed to U.S. offshore wind projects, written by John Cropley and read by an automated voice. At Balda and AMP number 152, our state is pushing ahead with two U.S. offshore wind projects amid potential policy threats, but halting development of a much larger U.K. proposal due to rising costs. An renewable energy developer shared the news May 7 with the release of its latest financials. The company has struggled amid global headwinds fading renewables, but managed to post higher first quarter earnings in 2025 than in the same period of 2024. At Balda and AMP number 152, our state does expect halting the Hornsea 4 project to have a potential negative impact of as much as $530 million in the second quarter, however. The project's a roughly $180 million impact on its Revolution Wind and Sunrise Wind projects due to new U.S. tariffs on steel and aluminum. Additional U.S. tariff impacts are possible but not expected to be as large. Balda and AMP number 152 Arsid, which claims the title of largest offshore wind developer by capacity, has passed 10 gigawatts of installed offshore generation and reached 99% renewable generation in the first quarter of 2025. In a conference call with financial analysts, CEO Ravin Zurabo reaffirmed the company's commitment to offshore wind, saying in quote, "Despite the significant challenges across certain geographies, the long-term fundamentals for offshore wind are strong." End quote. The headwinds that emerged in the early 2020s still exist and led in AMP Balda and AMP number 152 Arsid to tighten its investment decision-making process earlier this year. Balda and AMP number 152 Arsid has suffered heavy losses on its investments in the struggling U.S. market, and the first question in the Q&A AMP AMP portion of the call honed right in on the latest threat, President Donald Trump. Will Revolution and Sunrise be able to avoid stop work orders like the one federal regulators in April slapped on Empire Wind 1, a New York project under construction by fellow Scandinavian developer? Bo said he would not speculate on the U.S. regulatory process. An analyst asked if an AMP Balda and AMP number 152 Arsid has discussed this risk with the Department of the Interior or its Bureau of Ocean Energy Management. Balda and AMP number 152 Arsid always maintains an ongoing dialogue with regulators about its projects, Urbo said, but he described the current conversations only as constructive. Told another analyst, the company remains 100% committed to finishing both projects. Revolution is far along in its offshore construction, with 100% of the export cable, 80% of monopiles, and 50% of turbines installed. The laying factor that has emerged is construction of the onshore substation. Revolution is not expected to reach commercial operation until the second half of 2026. Offshore work began early this week on Sunrise, which is targeted for commercial operation in the second half of 2027. Revolution will feed 704 megawatts into Connecticut and Rhode Island. Rice has a 924 megawatts offtake contract with New York. Like some recent earnings calls, however, the U.S. market was not the main topic of discussion on May 7. Decision to shelf Hornsea 4, which at 2.4 gigawatts, would be one of the largest offshore wind arrays, overshadowed the other developments. Both said increases in interest rates and supply chain costs, as well as other adverse developments, have raised risks and decreased anticipated rate of return, well below the more stringent thresholds for investment, the company announced earlier this year. Balda and AMP number 152, Arsid already has commissioned Hornsea 1 and 2, and now is building Hornsea 3. The problem that arose with Hornsea 4 is that cost facts changed after it was awarded its contract for difference of mechanism by which the UK government subsidized low-carbon generator. From a fate fell most early projects advanced by an AMP Balda and AMP number 152 Arsid and other developers off the Northeast US coast, which locked in compensation long before costs. Multiple contracts subsequently were canceled, and multiple proposed offshore wind projects were put on hiatus. AMP Balda and AMP number 152, Arsid so far is the only developer to fully cancel a project Ocean Wind 1 and 2 off the New Jersey coast. One of the ways in AMP Balda and AMP number 152 Arsid was going to reduce the financial blow of canceling Ocean Wind 1 was to use the export cables procured for that project instead on Hornsea 4. Bo emphasized that while the execution plan for Hornsea 4 is discarded, the concept of the wind farm itself is not. This comes early enough that the financial impact is not as bad as it could be, he said, adding, in quote, "Also worth noting that we still have the lease rights, we still have the development consent order, we still have the grid connection agreement, and we will now work toward bringing the project forward again in a new configuration. We basically take it back to development, if you will." In quote. At Balda and AMP number 152 Arsid reported a first quarter 2025 EBITDA 18.7% higher than in the same period of 2024. For wind earnings were 10% higher year over year, with weak 2025 wind speeds offset by increased capacity and availability of generators.